This is the Seedbed Daily Text. The one agenda item that could redeem most church meetings. Acts 21:15-19. After this, we started on our way up to Jerusalem. Some of the disciples from Caesarea accompanied us and brought us to the home of Mnason, where we were to stay. He was a man from Cyprus and one of the early disciples. When we arrived at Jerusalem, the brothers and sisters received us warmly. The next day, Paul and the rest of us went to see James, and all the elders were present. Paul greeted them and reported in detail what God had done among the Gentiles through his ministry. Consider this. Did I mention yesterday that Paul went on to Jerusalem? Remember those famous words Jesus spoke of this city. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you. Luke 13:34. Yes, that's the Jerusalem we are talking about. Everyone along the way knew there would be trouble in Jerusalem. They also knew it in Jerusalem. It was as though public enemy number one walked right up the steps of City Hall. The elders had likely worked for weeks to devise a plan to save Paul's life. We will get to that tomorrow. There are far more important things to talk about today. I might expect Paul to come into the council, put his cards on the table, ask for the damage report, and get down to the business of risk management. Paul brought one agenda item to the meeting, but it wasn't this one. Note the first thing Paul did with the elders. He reported in detail what God had done among the Gentiles through his ministry. Paul witnessed to the work of the Holy Spirit in the world. Despite all the challenges and problems and life-threatening situations he faced, this was agenda item 1A. Whenever we do this, it acts as a force multiplier to grow the body of Christ. In other words, the Holy Spirit grew the church wider back when he did the work in the various places. Here's the kicker. When the story gets told, the Holy Spirit grows the church deeper in the midst of the listening. Remember the last time someone told you a story about some incredible work they witnessed God do? Maybe it was a miraculous healing, or a revival, or a lost son or daughter finally coming to Jesus. It turned something on in your soul when you heard it. Your faith deepened. Your confidence in the present-day activity of the Holy Spirit grew. If we look back, I think we will find this agenda item at the top of the page everywhere Paul went. What if anywhere Christians gather, be it in a home for a Bible study or for a finance committee meeting at the church, item 1A on the agenda, every time, for all church meetings, was this one. Reporting in detail what God had done among the Gentiles through this ministry. Now, don't be discouraged. Just putting it on the agenda won't get it done. And for all the good it does, I'm not talking about the standard praises and prayers sharing time during the last 10 minutes of Sunday school. What I'm talking about takes some intentional culture change in most churches. My friends Craig Robertson and Brian Sims and Ron Crandall and so many others are helping churches all over the country get to a place where this happens all the time. I've heard them use the nomenclature of reporting glory sightings. Wherever I hear of this happening, the faith of the people grows deeper and the church grows stronger. The prayer, "Come, Holy Spirit." The question, "When is the last time you heard a report like this in a church meeting? When's the last time you gave such a report?" For the Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.